Good morning. Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this second Sunday of January of 2022. And it's also the Epiphany Sunday, where we celebrate the visit of the Magi coming to see the baby Jesus. So we are starting a new church year. Basically, it's called the Sundays will be known as Sundays after Epiphany starting today. So let us be thankful to God for another day that God has given to live in this world to be a blessing. It is only because of God's grace that we are here and alive today. Let us be thankful for the health and strength that we have in our bodies, and also the peace and the joy that God gives us every day in this troublesome world. And if you can join with me to the announcements in the second page of the bulletin, we will go quickly over that. We have a few people online. I see Paul Horton and Becky, one of our family friends from previous church. They have joined. Welcome, Paul. And we have Chuck and Vicky joined. And Martha is online as well. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank, one of our missions and ministry that we are part of in this area, please donate in cash or kind. The bin is at the back of the door. Here at the back. My book is still available on sale, and the proceeds will go to our mission work of this church. Our mailing address is listed there for those who are remote to send your mailing to the church. Our cooking class now will be the second Saturday of the month of February on 12th. Yesterday, the one that we scheduled for yesterday has been canceled. So please join for the next one. The second Saturdays of the month, we do have this. And the art class, we won't be here next Saturday. So do you think we
should? Well, then why don't we just put it off until February then?
Okay, then the art class will be canceled off next Saturday, and we'll put it off for February. So I will update that on the announcements. Then the third Thursday of the month, we join for fellowship lunch at Golden Corral. Do we want to do that this month, or we want to skip it because of all of this pandemic situation?
We can skip it. We can skip it up next month.
Okay, so let us skip for this month and try February. Let us continue to pray for our this pandemic, and we need a lot of prayer. The hospitals are getting flooded, and the doctors and nurses are getting tired. So please continue to stay on our knees and pray on a regular basis, and don't give up. I know it's getting long, so don't give up our prayers. Our attendance and collections are listed there for our continued prayers, and thank you for all the participation in cash and various witnesses and services that we all do here. Please continue to do that and more if we can, so that we can have a more encouraging next year. We accept our donations online as well. We have several different options through Zelle and credit cards or debit cards or bank transfers. Please visit our website, piedmontumc.com, and look at the online giving options so that way you can make use of that as well. Are there any other announcements that I missed or anything new? Yes, Harry.
7 years ago, Jan and I came here when we were down visiting, and it was our anniversary, the 10th of January. Tomorrow is the 10th, and we will have been married 47 years.
All right. Amen. Congratulations, and God bless you in this new year. God is good. Thank you for sharing that. Good morning. Glad to see Guillermo and Liliana back. Hey, Guillermo. Good morning.
Better late than never.
It is good. Yeah, we just got started. Are there any other announcements? I will give you an update on Penny and Miss Lou at the prayer time. We have some encouraging news for both of them, so please keep them in our prayers as well. There are no other announcements. Let us continue worshiping God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 600. We'll do 600, the chorus, Wonderful Words of Life, verses 1 and 3. You're all standing, remain standing. Let's do the praise to the Lord, the opening hymn. Since I already made the welcome announcements, we will do 1 and 5. Wayne, we'll do 1 and 5. 1
and 5.
1 and 5. 139. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this beautiful time that you have given us to come and gather in your name in this church and also online to praise you and worship you. Thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world. It is not on our merits, but only because of a grace that you have given us a life in this world. You formed and created us and everything that is seen and unseen from nothing. Lord, we acknowledge the glory of the triune God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. Above all, you made one nation from all races and all people around the world. By a star in the east, you revealed to peoples in the east and the Gentiles the name who is above all name, Emmanuel, God with us. Enable us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Help us to proclaim the unsearchable riches you gave us through Jesus Christ. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only Son to this world. Help us, Lord, to worship you as others worship you, the saints around the world and the angels in heaven. Bless us with your presence, Lord. Touch each and every one of us according to our needs and according to your will. As we go from this place, Lord, help us, Lord, to be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. Thank you again for this time that you have given us and gathering us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you want to say hi to each other, let us say hi to each other. Because of this pandemic situation, we do not really want to move around that much. Good morning. If you're able, please stand for hymn 130. We will do 1, 3, and 4. God will take care of you. It is on page 795. We will read verses 1 through 17 responsively. 795. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his foes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. May it wave on the tops of the mountains. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may they blossom forth in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. His name continue as long as the sun. May people bless themselves by him. All nations call him blessed. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As we come to our prayer time, it is our time to share our prayers of blessings so that we can thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And also it's a time that we share our concerns and burdens together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God and trusting in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time. And so let us go to God in prayer with our shares, prayers of blessings and concerns together. The regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin if you want to turn with me. I wanted to give you an update on Penny, who has been in the ICU since December 27th on a respirator. Yesterday, they had seen some improvement after 2 weeks. So her oxygen pressure that they were giving has reduced. That means hopefully she started picking up on her own. And also they don't have to flip her anymore at night. That is a good news as well. But she still has a long way to go. So please keep her in our prayers. And unlike the initial stages, she is responding well to medicines, and also her attitude is also better, which is a good thing. So she's working with the nurses. In the beginning, she was very troublesome. So keep her in our prayers and that she will be restored completely on health, and God will be with her. Pray for the doctors and nurses as well. Pray for Ben and Alan, her sons. Nobody can go and see her because of the situation. So that is the difficult problem that they are facing as a family. So keep them in our prayers as well. They have a daughter, right? Yeah, she was flying in town yesterday. That's what Alan told me. So please keep all of them in our prayers. I know Martha has joined online and Rich was not feeling well. I heard some good news today that Rich is feeling better. But Martha, how are you doing? Your sound doesn't look.
I'm doing okay. Rich had COVID and he is improving. I have to be real careful that I don't get it. So just keep us both in prayer. But I'm doing okay so far. Praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, thanks be to God for that. And Lou has some cold and congestion and all of that. And she was praying that it would not be COVID. And I hope it is not COVID, but I haven't heard back this morning. I texted her this morning. Please keep her in our prayers as well.
She says she's feeling, better than she did the day before. So.
Okay. So she's doing better. So please keep her in our prayers. I'm so glad to see Guillermo here today. He's undergoing his chemo now. And
start the third cycle next Monday, this coming Monday.
Monday, okay. Yes, so God is going to be there with you.
And the blood, the test blood is a little bit better.
Better, okay. Yeah. So keep her in our, keep him in our prayers, and Liliana also. Please keep Bob Donald as we continue to keep him in our prayers. Please pray for God's guidance as they plan on his relocation to Mississippi. They haven't decided anything yet, so they are looking various options. So please keep him in our prayers. I haven't seen Jean. Is Jean doing okay? Jean McBrayer? No.
No, she's not.
Okay.
She's having trouble.
Not long well. You know, a lot of our people are getting weak and sick. And did you hear anything from Jean Brown?
I didn't this week. JD made.
I spoke
out
with him yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
He seemed pretty alert. He was talkative. He asked, you know, about fear, but he couldn't convince his family to make that trip.
Yeah, he told me he was going to come up, and I told him, Gene, you better check with your family.
Yeah, we would love to have him.
You and me both. But yeah, he means well. He really would try it if he had the opportunity, I'm afraid.
Mm.
When I last spoke with him, he reminded me that he had just had his 93rd birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll keep him in our prayers and his family. Please keep Linda in our prayers as she's grieving. Margaret visited her this morning, and she's not really doing well. Please, I mean, it's going to be difficult in the beginning. So please keep her in our prayers and the whole family as they're grieving the death of Jack. I know Paul Horton joined his, and Becky had been our family friend for a long time. Paul, how is Becky doing and how are you doing? Can you hear me? Maybe he's not. He's muted. Those are the call outs that I have. Continue to pray for our country as we look forward to the new year. Pray for our president, lawmakers, and all decision makers as they're working through various things about our economy and also particularly this pandemic. Please continue to pray for our service workers, our police, military, fire, and our delivery workers and all of those who are working during this time. And let's be thankful for their services and pray for their safety and their families. Pray for Carol too, because we need her voice. So please keep her in our prayers. If there are no other call outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a couple of minutes in silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks will find." Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come together as your children, trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your will. Thank you, God, for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection and safety every day. It is not because of who we are or what we have done. It is only because of who you are and what you have done for us. Thank you for everything that you give us in our lives, our health and strength, our family, our friends, and our fellowship and church, and all those things that we take for granted every day. We thank you for that. Above all, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who came here, suffered and died for us, but who rose again and living now so that he can be with us today. We look up to you for our needs as well as, oh God, as we come before you. You are the source of all good things, and you only desire good for us. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns to your throne at this time. Many of us are broken in many ways. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. But you are the source of all true healing, and you are the only one who can make us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, you are our friend. When we go through life situations of sorrows and loss, you give us comfort and peace. When we have brokenness in our bodies with various illnesses and pains, you are the source of our healing. We lift up all of those who need your healing at this time, particularly those who have been named here. We pray for Penny at this time, Lord. As a church family, we together lift her up into your healing hands. We know that you are holding her now in your eternal arms, O Lord. As we, your children, pray in faith united, your promise is that you will answer when we pray in united in spirit. Touch the Lord as we pray, so that he will be restored completely and strengthen her body and her spirit and soul. All those medicines that they are giving and all the treatment programs that will be effective and working, Lord. Pray for Ben and Alan and sister and family and all of those who are worried about her at this time. And also Dave, we pray for them as a whole family, that your comforting presence be with them and fill them with your peace. We pray for the doctors and nurses who care, treat her now. Give them the wisdom and the guidance to do the right things. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We pray for Guillermo as he is here with us. Continue to be with him, Lord. Strengthen his body and in spirit. And also Liliana during this time of treatment that they are going through. Strengthen him in spirit also, Lord. And heal him and touch him with your healing hand. We pray for Miss Lou as she is also struggling with some illness. We pray for your healing hand to touch her and heal her completely. We thank you for the improvement that you have given to Rich. Continue to be with him and heal him completely, and pray for Martha that this virus will not affect her and she will be okay, and continue to bless them with your presence, Lord. We pray for Jean. Bless her, Lord, with your strengthen her body and touch her with your healing hand and heal her completely, restore her health, and also give her peace and comfort at this time. We pray for Linda and family as they're grieving. Bless them, Lord, with your peace. Strengthen them with your power of the Holy Spirit. We pray for all of those who are grieving and going through difficulties and pains at this time. We pray for Bob. Bless him also with your peace, and also the family for guidance as they are planning on his relocation to Mississippi. Bless them and bless him especially, Lord. We pray for Gene Brown. Thank you for his life and his services for your kingdom and this church. Continue to be with him and strengthen them, and also be with his family as well. We pray for our nation as a whole. Bless our nation, Lord, with peace. And also our president, vice president, all the leaders, governors of the states, and all those who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Give them the wisdom and guide them with the Holy Spirit, that they will do the right thing and make the right decisions, Lord. We thank you for all the service workers, our military, our police and fire, and all of those service workers, healthcare workers, doctors and nurses, and delivery clerks and grocery clerks. A lot of people working day and night, risking their lives during this pandemic, serving us. We thank you for their services at the same time. Lift them up to your throne of grace, God, that they will be safe and keep their families safe, Lord, and bless them during this time. Thank you again for your presence in our midst today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship you together in truth and in spirit. Let your presence be with us so that we can glorify your name and your people can be blessed today. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings, material and spiritual, that you give us every day. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We know that it is from your hand that we receive, and we have to give others the blessings that you have given so that we can be a blessing to this world. We pray for, we offer ourselves also and our lives as a sacrifice before you at the same time. We pray for all of those who could not give today and thank you for all those who could give today. Bless all of them and cover them with your love and protection, Lord. Bless us and bless this offering so that we can use this for the glory of your name and the work of your kingdom in this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 9. Isaiah 60, 1 through 9.
Arise. Shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Naboth will serve you, and they will be accepted as offerings on my altar. And I will adorn my glorious temple. Who are those that fly among like clouds, like doves to their nests? Surely the islands look to me. In the lead are the ships of Tarshish, bringing your children from afar, with their silver and gold to the honor of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of the word that you have given us, Lord. As we come before your word, open our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can see the mysteries and the hidden truths behind your word. Strengthen us with your power of the word today, Lord, so that when we go from this place, we'll be more powerful witnesses for your kingdom. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This Sunday, we, as the World Church celebrates Epiphany Sunday. It is defined or celebrated to commemorate the visit of the Magi from the East to come and see the baby Jesus. Basically, it is the celebration of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to the Gentiles. You all know that Epiphany is kind of a revelation, something that, you know, like you just been revealed. There are two words that sometimes it is good to remember. Theophany is the revelation of God to man, or deity to man. And Epiphany is the revelation of the Son of God to the Gentiles, or the Messiah to the Gentiles. So here the prophet, that the prophecy that we read today from Isaiah chapter 60 is talking about, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. The celebration of Epiphany, about the visit of the Magi from the East, they were not Jewish people, as they thought the Messiah would be coming from the Jewish people, for the Jewish people. But in fact, the plan of salvation of God was for everybody. It was not just for the Jewish people. So when the King of the Jews, as they called Jesus at that time, who was born in this world, was revealed to the Gentiles in the East. They came from a far, far country. They had no knowledge of the living God, but they got a revelation. They got a sign in the sky to get up and go, the King of the Jews. And they came, and they not only came by themselves, they came with gifts to give him, to honor the King of the Jews. That king that was fitting for, the gifts that were fitting for a king. This delightful story of this strange man from the East, from some faraway land, who brought Christ, the baby Jesus, the gifts, are filled with a lot of mystery and intrigue. As I said, the Epiphany is about the revelation, the eye-opening moment. You know, when we have Epiphany, it's like an aha moment. You just reveal something to you. So making manifest or visible. The prophet was prophesying several hundred years before the birth of Christ, that the darkness of this world will be removed by the revelation of light in this world. That is what the real Epiphany was, that he was prophesying about. And that's what happened at the birth of Jesus. Darkness that was looming in this world, spiritual darkness, was eliminated, and The glory of God has shone in this world through the Son, His Son, Jesus Christ. I was reading about a city in Alaska, Barrow. It is located on the farthest northern tip of the state of Alaska, above the Arctic Circle. If you think we have darkness during winter, think about Barrow, Alaska. The sun sets there in the afternoon on November 18, and they will not see the sun until January 24. So 65 days of darkness in Barrow, Alaska. But people still live there, you know, not a lot of people. But the people who live there during that 65 days, they are waiting and waiting and waiting for that light to break. And on January 24, they have a big celebration in the city. And they celebrate the celebration of light on January 24 every year. Because finally, they saw or they see the light again. So people in darkness have seen the light of God as he appeared in Jesus Christ in this world. That is what Epiphany is. In the dark times of our life, God brings light and shines that light in our dark times of our lives. God is the source of all light. Light dawned not only for the Jews, but also it is for the Gentiles. And that's what we read here today. Arise, shine, your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. When the wise men saw the message, the sign in the sky, they knew that something was going to change in this world. So they decided to take a journey thousands of miles somewhere in Persia. And we usually are told about three wise men, but some historians say that there could have been more. And it was not just three people. They may have helpers and caravans and other people are with them to come and see the baby Jesus. They studied the skies in order to find answers to questions of life. They were men of knowledge. But what possibly could have motivated them to make this treacherous 1,000-mile journey, leaving their land and come to this strange land to see this baby? Because when they studied the stars and the astrology, an epiphany came. A light bulb came on to their mind, to their mind. They were given a star as a sign to go and see the king of the Jews in the country of Judea. It was a sign that the prophets of the forefathers told thousands of years that a savior will be born. And it was so told since the beginning of creation. With the fall of Adam, right from the beginning, God created man, and Adam and Eve fell from the grace of God. They fell from the source of light. Darkness started pervading man's life since then. And that God had planned right from the beginning when they fell, that he is going to restore that light that they lost. And Jesus said, I am the true light that lightens everything, everybody. I am the light of the world. And whoever believes in him become also a source of light in this world. Darkness of sin will be dispelled by the revelation of Jesus Christ, the source of light. So the prophet continues to say that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Gross darkness of sin continues to plague our society and our world even now. Only the light of God can remove that darkness of evil in this world as we live here in this darkness. God's light is there to shine in the dark situations of our lives in this world. It is the absence of light of God that comes, that brings darkness. It is the presence of God that will bring and restore the light back. Darkness from sin and guilt, if we feel guilt and sin in our lives, we are filled with darkness. But God can remove our darkness of sin and guilt because he is a forgiving God. Whoever comes and repents will be given the light of his forgiveness. Darkness and closed-mindedness. In Isaiah chapter 59, we read the same prophet is prophesying like this. So justice is far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, we are looking for brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like people without eyes. At midday, we stumble as we were twilight. Among the strong, we are like the dead, for our offenses are so many in your sight, and our sins testify against us. So God has made known the light of his eternal glory so that the darkness of sin might be dispelled in us and in the world around us. There is an Eastern prayer that the Eastern people like India and the Persian countries, they do. They prayed, this was thousands of years ago in the Vedas, Hindu Vedas, this prayer was prayed, and they still pray this prayer. It's called, O Source of Life, lead us from death to life. O Source of Light, lead us from darkness to light. And O Source of Truth, lead us from false to truth. So the light, the life and truth, all this prayer that the ancient people, without knowing who was the living God, was fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life. Whoever comes to me will come to the Father through me. So he is the life, he is the light, he is the truth that the whole world was waiting for. Not only just the Jewish people, but the whole world was waiting for, praying for, and thus appeared in the life of Jesus Christ in this world. So God has blessed us with this revelation today as people of God, believing in Jesus Christ. He has given us that light in our lives so that we can be a shining light into this world. Last Sunday, when we started the new year, I preached on arise and cross, crossing the Jordan. We are stepping into the new year. We are here in the new year. Now it is for us to arise and shine, because the light has already dawned in us. So as people of God, in this dark world of close-mindedness and sin and evil prevailing in our societies, in our people, it is for us to shine that light of God to others. It is about the darkness of ignorance as well. That is why God has given us the gift of his living word. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God has given us the light for our feet and our paths, that we can walk in the light and walk in the straight ways without falling or stumbling. And then there is the darkness of death. As we go, as David prays in Psalm 23, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death, the shadow of death is a dark valley that we all have to go through one day. But the source of light, Jesus Christ, is going to be there with us, holding our hands and walking through it, because he has walked that dark valley and he rose from the dead. He's not in the darkness anymore. So when we walk through the valley of shadow of death, he will be there with us. And that is the eternal God's promise for us. Not only in this world, but also through death and the eternity, his presence is going to be here, there with us. Like I said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And whoever believes in me will live eternally, and he will be with God forever. So here we are today. So as we celebrate here today, we go from this place, the call for us, like the Magi did, not just to come and see Jesus, but also to take that light with us, so that when we go back, we will be transformed, people who are radiating that light in this dark world, so that we will become light and a source of guidance and blessing for others. In 1 John chapter 5, chapter 1, John writes like this. This is then the message. The message is that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not live in the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So whatever we are going through here today, in our dark situations of sin, God is there to remove our sin. In our dark situations of grief and sorrows and pain, God is going to bring comfort and peace. In our dark situations of close-mindedness or evil, God is the source of light that brings light. So go and show that light. Arise and shine so that we can be a light in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 555, I believe. 545. I don't have that number listed there. 545. We will sing 1, 2, and 5. If you are able, please stand. One, two, and five.
Church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ the Lord. He is his new creation by water and word. From him he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, the daughter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she prays. With every grace endued. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
People of God, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Be radiant, and allow God's light to shine on all those around us. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.